Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
And I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
Oh, yeah, call him first and we'll see.
Call him first?
Call him first. Coming up here in a few minutes, Joe Nichols. We'll also visit with Susan Irwin Prowse, who is part of Cliff and Susan, and one half of Cliff and Susan, the dynamic duo that you see, Roger, you share the stage with at
Oakland.
So good. They're so good. Oh, my God.
They're doing talented. So many other things. Oh, they're just so talented.
Yeah, anyway, she's got the Pulaski County Fair coming up this week, so we'll get her on. We're going to talk with Phil Elson a little bit later. He's over at Hoover.
I got to ask Phil about that BI, unless I saw something different.
Somebody sent me something yesterday that seemed to have an answer for it.
Was it BI?
You had Courtney Diefel, who's won two World Series as a player, and she did. She's like, what are you talking about?
Well, I hated to ask that question, because anytime I ask a question, I go, oh, my gosh, I run the risk of somebody going, nobody knows what you're talking about. She didn't even know about what that's on the box score. I get it, but it said BI.
Yeah, well, there's so many.
It had to be BI. It wasn't BL.
By the way, Joe's going to call back in 5 minutes. There, Christian. I don't know what that was. There's so many new things that I don't know some of the terms.
It's on a box score.
We used to know RBI, HR. You know the basic.
Well,
things.
It was RBI, HR, absolutely. But and this was BI, which was batter interference.
But I think that's not what it is. It turned out to
but
be.
But you know what? Yeah. With AI, maybe it's not anything. I don't know.
Do you want to thank Powers Truck Parts Powers Trucks Parts and Service for being the sponsor of both Trey Reed starting today and Joe Nichols, who we'll have on in just a second.
Well,
Justin,
maybe.
Justin doing a little turkey hunting over in Tennessee. He'll be back tomorrow. Also, we got to get Steve Qualls on tomorrow instead of Friday, because we want to have him. I want to have him when Justin's on, because Justin, I think, gets the NASCAR thing a little bit too. And you got two big races this weekend, Roger. You got the Indy 500 and the Coca-Cola 600.
As a matter of fact, Chris Heil and his wife, who came to trivia last night at Booters. You know Chris.
Yeah, of course.
They're going another one of their trips, a trek. They're going to Indianapolis. They've done this for several years that I know of, so I may get them to chop in, call in on Friday just to give a shout-out, let everybody know where they are.
Have you been to the Indy 500?
I have not.
Christian,
I've been by it.
I've never been to the
race. I've never been to Indiana, I don't think.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the track is massive. I've been on it as a tour, but not at a race. I've been to the Daytona 500. This Coca-Cola 600. Where is that, by the way? Do we know?
Didn't we go through?
No question.
Is that Georgia?
You would think it's Georgia because of Atlanta. But we're going to see the Atlanta. The Quaker State 400 is the one we're going to see.
Coca-Cola 600 is in Charlotte. Okay. Except the Charlotte.
Did we, I'm just throwing out names. Did we pass the Indianapolis, didn't we do that when we went up to Illinois? Is that
for
possible?
What? For what?
And we went to Chicago for Cup games. Why was I driving through Indiana? I don't
you
know
said,
why.
I don't know. I sound like I don't know even that on the rejoinder for you don't know the Kid Rock song.
I don't know why. I mean, again, I know I drove through the state of Indiana. Why? Why was I up that way? Why did I go to Illinois or Illinois?
A couple things here in our Milton Heat and Air text line. Somebody says, whatever happened to the man that talks like a cat? Never hear him anymore.
Well, he was here because he talked about Tunches.
He needs to show back up.
He wants to play match games and things like that.
Yeah, we'll let him start playing some games with us.
Okay. We'd like to have it.
Yeah, whether it be match game, whether it be factor crap.
Get in there. Get him in here.
Here's one that says, no, you can't come in now. Yeah, just come back. We've already had one. We've already had one superstar today. Ski Lawrence. Also, someone says Christian traded for the feared player to be named later.
Yes, for the feared, which ended up being Moose, I guess.
Yeah, he was traded for the player to be named later.
Traded for cash considerations.
What was the one you read before that when we were on break? You didn't read it on the air.
Which one?
It was about him coming over here. He gets us.
Oh, it was. They say he doesn't. talk over us or
talk down to us. He gets us, so that's why he fits in. That's exactly right.
Someone said Donnie, who won the contest for match game, said Donnie's so far back in the traffic in Saline County, he's going to be late picking up those tickets for the game tomorrow. very nice. Yeah, that is a mess.
Listen, all you truckers out there, we had one that wrote in because they don't allow there's no truckers at Buc-ee's. So, but is that cool with truck drivers? Are you glad you don't get to go to a Buc-ee's? You don't have to go to a Buc-ee's?
They don't do truck drivers.
Isn't that their thing? They don't do big trucks. It's all automobile.
I think you're right.
But 170, I thought 100 was their max.
Yeah, I have no clue.
People are sending in pictures of their dogs. Here's a beautiful couple of strays. And again, you call them stray, you can call them rescue dogs or whatever. It is the word today is rescue dog, but stray is also one, you know, for sure there too.
Sure.
Someone said, can you ask Danny West, is there any way we can find out if Kelsey Music signed Shea Vercooter from Lake?
Does he do women's basketball recruiting?
I don't think so.
Are you reading that thing?
I just caught myself.
You just said,
it sounded like
a four-star guard for the Lady Razorbacks. I had to.
Yes, you did. You caught yourself for that.
There's a lot of real stuff in there, but the name is.
That's how they suck you in. Leave it alone.
Here's Oreo.
What's up, baby? Bubba's here. Oh, my God.
HB!
HB! He was stuck in traffic.
Oreo and Knox here that are rescue dogs. Very nice. Here's one, Zuzu Gypsy White.
Zuzu Petals.
She's a Merle Dapple Dachshund rescue from Ireland. Yes, the country. What is a Merle Dapple Dachshund? I mean, there's so many dog names out there.
Merle's like them. The gray and white and tan-colored dogs. Merle is, I believe. They're tri-colored.
Yeah,
I had multiple colors. Yes, I guess he was also tricolored.
Someone said, "What a joy to turn the radio and hear Ski's voice." Drove limos with him back in the day. What a joy to hear the man's voice again.
He drove Denali.
He is such a he's a one of a kind guy. Yeah. He is just a different dude, and he's a confident.
He's lived a life.
He's confident. Oh, let's bring in Jonah.
He's confident enough that he came in here and said, "Look, your trucks suck."
What? You're talking about the buzz truck.
Yeah, I mean, what in the world is he thinking?
He's one of the best artists to come from the state of Arkansas. He's got 5 number one hits, 2 Grammy Awards, and 4 nominations. Now, here's the Natural State's very own Joe Nichols. Brought to you by D3 Auto Sales.
Nope, that's not right.
We've got a new sponsor, as I mentioned earlier, Powers Trucks Parts and Service for Joe Nichols. Good morning, Joe. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Joe.
Right.
Got a new sponsor.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, man. It's like, listen, when the one sponsor runs out, then there's somebody in line to get Joe Nichols.
Yeah.
How about that? So, welcome back, buddy. How are you?
Hey, I appreciate you. Thank you, guys. Good morning. How are y'all?
We're good. You know, one of the things I sent Roger, I sent it late last night or early this morning. I tell you, social media is so cool. Sometimes the cool part is being able to find like clips from you singing some of your old school stuff that Roger loves, and because Roger's sort of an old soul and I think he's having a bromance with you, man.
I really am.
He loves your.
I gotta be honest with you, dude. You're gonna have to forgive me because I didn't know Justin Moore's music until he started being a part of the show, and I didn't know yours any more than I knew his. But that Broken Heartsville, I don't know how old that song
is. It's a great song.
It's a fantastic song. Awesome. I think The Devil Drove a Coupe de Ville is a great line. It's a fantastic line. But, I mean, again, I'm just getting to know it because we saw a deal, and I was telling Baz, now I understood. It makes sense. I didn't know it before that you and Justin were on stage at the George Jones.
Great. Now, we were there.
And that Randy Travis came on stage with you.
I got video of that.
And now I know why he did, because that song that you sang with Justin was Randy's and George Jones. And I hadn't heard it before. But you sang it. You're more country and western to me than Justin is. I love Justin's Time's Ticking. That's my favorite song. It's a story. It's an evergreen song. Time's Ticking is an evergreen song.
He's a different singer than
Joe. Oh, it's a different singer. No, it just is. And Justin can do what you want. He's changed a lot in his delivery to me Over the years, Justin has, but I'm just getting to know you, Joe.
Yeah, Joe, what's basically we're saying is that at the very least for this segment you do with us, we're going to give you so many accolades and praise that it's worth you doing every week. So there you go.
Yeah, there it is. Thank you. I don't want nothing from you, Joe.
Let's talk Hog sports. We've got Razorbacks playing today at 4:30. If the weather doesn't affect us, we'll be playing Tennessee. The manager, or the coach, rather, for Tennessee is another DVH protege, just like the previous coach there was. And so Hogs will be favored. You got to give credit. You know, just when we thought this team looked like they were on the ropes, they got swept by Florida. They ended up winning 7 of 10 series for the year, which has only happened two other times in the DVH era. So it might not have been pretty. It might have been up and down, but they still won 7 of 10 series in the SEC, which is not easy to do.
Yeah, at the end of the year, when you look at the overall records, you know, they stack up pretty nicely against a lot of good teams. So I think we'd make a good case for a national seed myself. And I know we're right there on that verge. I don't know what needs to happen this week or if anything needs to happen at all.
Yeah,
but
right.
I think we're right there. I think we deserve one.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch. Again, I just, you know, we know this team has potential. This was a preseason top five team. And so we know they have the potential if the hitting there and the pitching, you know, the pitching is obviously some, you know, obviously you saw what happened Saturday, Joe. It's just you get a 10-run lead in the first inning, you think the game's over. And not with this bunch, but they're fun to watch and they're entertaining for sure.
Oh my goodness, yeah! What a freaking I like baseball games sometimes like that, you know, just out of control scoring. Never know what's going to happen. College seems to have a lot more of those wild games like that, but man, we got a lot of cleaning up to do.
Of course, Friday we have the ladies that will play Duke at 11 o'clock, and one of the things I talked about, you know, we've done this 5 years in a row where we've had a player from the Razorback softball team do a call like you're doing with us, and we have Ella McDowell, the third baseman. It's been a lot of fun. We had Courtney Dyfel on yesterday, and you know, I'm just so glad. Maybe the folks who did the brackets rewarded Arkansas for the RPI being number one for toughest schedule. We don't have to play an SEC team. You know, three of the eight super regionals have SEC versus SEC, and not to say that Duke is a pushover, but you know, it's nice that we're not playing Texas or Alabama in our super regional. That we're playing somebody that, you know, we're a better team than. We're a higher seed. Even though they were in the World Series 2 years ago, they had to beat Arizona in back-to-back games this weekend to advance. But you just feel it. This is the year that they, you know, they get the monkey off the back and get to Oklahoma City.
Yeah, got the coach to do it. I always say this: we got the coach to do it. We got the plan. If it lines up right, just like the men's and men's basketball, you know, that kind of depends on what time of the year you get hot and what seed line you fall on, who you play, what's your path. I know it's very general, very cliche,
sure.
Nothing
right.
Earth shattering there, but you know, I think they got all the tools to do it. Let's see it happen. I would love that to get that for the coach.
I agree.
I think she's special.
It would be good for her too. She's had a different disposition. Roger and I have talked about that with her. It's not, she's always sweet and nice, but there's a little bit of edge like, okay, I've been here, done this. We're not intimidated. We've gone Oklahoma one. We've gone Alabama one. We beat Texas at Austin. It's time for us to take the next step, and so I hope she gets that done.
Doesn't matter what time we played. Doesn't matter who we played.
The other thing, you got the Razorback men's golf team. They're in fifth place. You know, they're trying to, you know, they were the number one seed for the first time ever in their regional, and if they win, if they're in the top five, which are five right now, they go to the national, and so be nice to see. We've never won a national championship in golf, so with John Daly's son, he shot a 69. He was a low man yesterday, so that would be nice as well. To stack on top of the fact that, you know, we always win the track and field. Yeah. You know, we won again this weekend for the 25th SEC outdoor title. It's just crazy how many we win those.
Yeah, I wish we could trade like 10 of those for just a one championship appearance in football.
Yes.
You know, just can we do that?
Yes.
No offense to any track and field. I know that's important too, but
I know.
We just wish we could even it out a little bit.
No, you're exactly right. Somebody sent me, I can't remember who it was yesterday, somebody sent me a chart that had national championships in the SEC, and you know what happens at the time. It was Arkansas was number one. It was like 49. like 49, and 47 of them are track and field. And then, you know, the rest, and it is amazing. We talked with Rick Schaefer about this. You know, there's probably not a more dominant coach in any sport in the history of sports than John McDonald was. His domination of track and field, and the fact that Frank Broyles found him at the high school. Found him at, he was coaching track at, what, Farmington or something?
He had a great eye.
Yeah, he set a standard. And now, Joe, it doesn't matter who the coach is. They bring in good coaches, and they still continue to win. And not only did they win the other day, they won almost every event. Like, they usually don't do that. You get a lot of thirds and fourths, and you stack them up and win. They won first in 100, the 200, the high jump, the 5,000 meters. It's just crazy.
In
the
Little Old Arkansas.
Yeah, crazy the domination we have in that sport.
I love the every now and then we get a top-notch track star that also plays football. I love that we have that recruiting edge.
I know.
Sometimes. We pulled the kid a long time ago. It was a Batman Carroll out of Georgia.
Yeah.
And one of the major appealing things back then was the track program. So every now and then I think that really, really helps. The prestige of the program, you know, it's kind of lured some of those guys over. And
doesn't hurt.
Man, anything will help. Everything.
Someone said wrong. Basil's not Farmington. It's Green. It's not Greenland. Is it Greenland? Like, what's the small community up there, Joe? It's not.
Greenland or Greenwood?
It's not Greenwood. It's because Greenwood's the one down by Fort Smith, right? That has all the quarterbacks that have been produced.
I don't know, then.
I think so. A couple birthdays.
Greenwood was just out the bay, but I could be wrong.
I've
always heard.
We're going to be correct.
Green Tech.
We're going to be. Somebody said Arkansas is a track school. Yes, we are. Yeah. A couple birthdays I want to throw at you. Do you know how old Cher is today? Cher, the singer.
I'm going to. Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess she is 82.
Pretty darn good guess, Joe. She's 80 years old, which is, for me and Roger, who were in our 60s, I mean, in the 70s.
She's just right.
She came out. She was a hottie. She had her own show with Sonny and Cher's show with her husband. I Got You, Babe. The Beat Goes On. Gypsy, Tramps, and Thieves. Yeah,
Burlesque.
Then she turns out to be a pretty darn good
actress.
She's
a fantastic actress.
And I think she's had a hit. You know, our producer, Christian, made the point. I think she's had, like, a top hit five decades. Going to the 90s, she had Turn Back Time. Yeah.
She may be like Neil Diamond in that respect.
Just
have a hit in like five different decades.
And she's still a little hot.
She's tall.
Yeah, she's tall. And the other one is a couple other ones. It is everybody's saying it is Greenland. Okay, I stand corrected.
Okay.
A couple other sports birthdays. David Wells. You remember, obviously, the pitcher for the major leagues, and he's our age. And then I was going to ask,
did he pitch a perfect game?
He did pitch a perfect game. And I think he was stoned when he was high or something. Wasn't he the one, Christian? You remember? I think he was messed up, and he had it still through a perfect game.
Oh, okay.
The other one, I can't.
Yeah, there was a guy in the 70s that pitched.
Yeah, go ahead.
The guy in the 70s pitched a no-hitter, I think, when he was on acid.
Yeah.
I can't remember that guy's name.
Yeah.
That had to be wild.
I think
David Wells was...
Yeah, go ahead. You go ahead.
Sure. Yeah?
I think you're right.
I was going back to the Cher birthday real quick.
Yeah.
I think when I was a boy in the 1980s, I think MTV played her Turn Back Time video.
Right.
And as a little boy, I'd never seen thongs. I hadn't seen thongs yet. And she wore the one piece bathing suit that was just like
fishnet. Yeah. Fishnet. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Like, wow. Yeah. Like, oh, my God. Is this okay? Yeah. That's my first memory of Cher. Yeah.
Well, what's happening to me right now?
Hey, what's crazy about that? She was probably, think about this. She was probably in her 50s, her mid 50s.
Had to be. And
wearing that in her 50s.
Yeah. Wow.
If not, because I knew it was probably 20 years ago, right? Yeah.
Yeah, she'd probably still wear them.
She probably could.
Oh, that's probably 35, 40 years ago.
Now, I don't know if you're a NASCAR fan, but Tony Stewart's birthday today. Are you a NASCAR guy at all?
Yeah. I do follow NASCAR, yeah. Tony Stewart, man, he was a hothead.
Yes, he was.
What was his nickname?
Smoke.
Yeah, he had a nickname. And smoke,
he,
that's it.
Yeah, yeah, and he got in trouble.
He killed somebody.
He ran over him.
He said he intentionally hit him.
He intentionally hit him?
That's what they said he
did. Okay, gotcha.
He said he swore a little bit. But look, when you run out on the field in front of a NASCAR.
One of the things we're going to do, Joe, we call it the Summer of Adventure. We try to do fun things with the show. That we went to Terry Bradshaw's ranch last year, went to some ball games, went to Graceland, did different things. We're going to go to a NASCAR race, this one, in which is the old Atlanta Motor Speedway in July. It's the Quicker Straight 400.
Awesome.
Have you had a chance to go to NASCAR races before?
You know, I do have a NASCAR connection. The record label that I'm on, the president and owner of the label, is the grandfather of Tyler Reddick.
Okay. Oh, no way.
So if you follow NASCAR, it's probably the hottest.
Yeah, that
kid is dominating the sport right now.
Wow.
So, he drives for Michael Jordan. And every now and then we'll pop over to a race and watch Tyler race, hang out for a little bit. Good guy, really good guy. And trash Michael Jackson or Michael Jordan. That's a fun ride,
oh
man.
Oh my gosh, that's a great story.
Right. Great start.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
Sure is.
They actually put my album cover on one of his cars one time. I was on the cover, on the hood of a NASCAR Cup Series car, and I thought that was pretty dang awesome. Growing up watching NASCAR and had my album cover, one for Home Run on the cover. And the car, if you remember, Marty Robbins raced NASCAR for just a little bit.
Sure did.
Y'all remember that at all?
I didn't know that.
50s? I think, was that the Winston?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm thinking it was that.
Yeah, it was the Winston Cup, yeah.
Yeah.
Winston Cup back then. So
I sure did.
Yeah, he drove a purple and yellow car, very bright. And they had a throwback scheme for the weekend that put my picture, my album cover on that car, and it was the Marty Robbins throwback color scheme. So awesome looking car that day. I thought it was pretty damn cool.
Wow, very cool. Yeah. Well, I love the connection there. Well, we'll have to stay in touch and talk about that.
We got
a buddy of ours who's going to do a segment with us on NASCAR every week, and so and Justin's got connections too, and I've got a little connection as well. So should be a fun summer. Listen, hey, always great to have you. Hopefully the Razorbacks will take care of business this weekend for softball and baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when we talk next week, we'll be talking about Oklahoma City and hosting a regional.
Yeah, and plus, you know, there's a big couple of decisions coming up soon. We got two guys, man. We're just kind of, by this time next week, the 27th is the deadline for the trade withdrawal from the draft, right?
Yeah,
withdrawing from the NBA draft.
Yeah, and you're feeling pretty
27th.
Good. Feeling pretty good about that, aren't you?
Man, I'm feeling better right now than I did last week. I still don't know if I'm as good as 50-50 maybe, but I'm over 50-50 for Billy Richmond, right at 50-50 maybe for Malik.
I think so, too.
We'll see.
I'm like you.
Crossing my fingers.
Yeah, dang straight. And that's next week. You say we're going to get that news? Is it next week? Is the deadline?
Yes, next Wednesday, I think. Is it 27th?
Yeah, it's a week from today.
All right, it'll be the day we talk to you next week. Thanks to Powers Trucks, Parts, and Service in North Little Rock to be the new sponsor for Joe Nichols. Good stuff as always, Joe. Have a great rest of the week.
Thanks, Joe.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you. Go Hogs.
Thank you. Good dude. Good solid dude.
I think so.
Great dude.
Country and Western singer.
Country and Western. Before we go to break, let's squeeze in Susan Irwin Prowse, who normally does a segment with Justin, and now Justin and Phil. And she's sort of your workmate, if you will. She has a mini residency. She can have year round like you, Dad. You have at Oakland, but she's there half the year basically.
Well, and the other half, she's somewhere else.
Yeah, she's doing other things.
Yeah,
and,
man.
She's everywhere right now. We got the new
the new
place being built in North Little Rock. Susan, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are y'all doing?
Good. You can turn that down, Rog. Give me a second. Sorry we're running late here, and we're going to visit with Phil Nelson here in just a few. Hey, we just want to give you a chance to plug the Pulaski County Fair. I told Roger, I think that's Susan's deal. And that you were doing a ton of interviews for it the other day. So what's your connection? How did that become a thing?
Sure. Well, being in the music industry, we launched the festival back in 2019. And then becoming involved in big events like that, I was hired to start helping with the Pulaski County Fair, which has been 6 years. And Oakland is our presenting sponsor. And we're back on the riverbanks there in North Little Rock, overlooking the river. And it's a beautiful spot. We're there until Sunday. So we've been having a lot of fun. In fact, I think y'all are coming out today. I know the zone will be out today on site as well as tomorrow at the point. So we're really, really excited to have a good partnership with y'all this year. We did some ticket giveaways and all of that.
Yeah, we've been doing that. What time does everything start every day and evening? What time does things end?
Sure. So, yeah, it's a fair, and it starts at 5 o'clock on the weekday, so 5 to 10 o'clock tonight, Thursday, Friday. And then on Saturday and Sunday, it's noon to 10 o'clock. It's noon to 9 o'clock on Sunday. And we've got ride wristband deals for $25 all-day ride wristbands during the week this week. So tonight is going to be we kind of had to close last night. The weather's didn't cooperate yesterday, but we're looking like we're going to be fine this evening.
Yeah, I drove by there yesterday. I was over at had lunch at Benihana's, Roger, and I saw the Ferris wheel and all the things. And you say it's been going on for 6 years. Is that right?
Yeah, and it's crazy that the Pulaski County Fair never had an actual county fair, and we're the most populous county in the state. So the local government, or I wouldn't say government, but the local powers that be were looking at an opportunity to have a county fair. And we brought it to life, and it's been a fun, really like wholesome family event every year.
Are you doing this with Stan Jackson, or did I get that mixed up? Is he involved?
Yes. Okay. Yes, Stan. Yeah, he is, yes.
Don't stand for
that. Is right. He's Stan, the man with the plan.
Yeah,
and I want to say, there's a lot of sponsors that are involved in the event, AY Media Group, Arkansas Municipal Equipment. A lot of those are give love to the station, too.
Yeah,
so I just
want
to give a little shout-out to them, too.
Yeah, we're going to see Heather Baker tomorrow. She's great. And Arkansas Municipal Equipment, obviously Highway 270 Grill, yeah, Roger. We go out there and see them. Well, that's awesome. Well, we just want to give you some love for that. And then I saw where you got another big festival you're promoting that's coming into town. Is it a folk festival?
Yes. It's called the Arkansas Folk Life Festival, and it's folk life is just talking about the people, past, present, and future, that make up Arkansas, so it can be any genre. It's going to be on the bank, same spot as the fair, and it's June 26th to the 28th, Smithsonian aligned event. It's a really big deal for Arkansas, so I'm excited to be a part of that. And you mentioned Willie D's.
I've seen the video, Roger. You see her, you've got the framework. I passed the framework the other day. And you're basically, yes, she imagined where she's going to be, looking up from the pianos there. And that's going to be exciting for you guys.
Yeah, right there on the front steps of Simmons Bank Arena. We're excited to be over there. So lots going on in North Little Rock for me. And so Willie D's is still currently open. We're still there rocking in the River Market, but we will make our move in the fall, likely in October, over to right there in front of Simmons Bank Arena.
Yeah, you've got so much going on. You have a lot of activities. It's they say in Step Brothers.
I do.
Oh my gosh, look at you.
I go to bed, get up, hit the ground running, and opportunities present themselves. And Cliff says I have a hard time saying no. So,
well, Roger,
but it's all good stuff.
Roger, one of your favorite places to play, and you rock the house, is over at Pop's Lounge.
Oh,
Roger's
gosh,
there tonight for comedy night. Roger hosts comedy night there on
7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And so, do you guys play like from now through the fall? Do you guys do occasional appearance over there, or do y'all just wait during rec season?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I do always mention on my little segment on Tuesdays, I did mention, Roger, that you were there tomorrow or tonight. But we play during racing. Yeah, Cliff and I perform that early 4 to 8 o'clock show on Fridays and Saturdays during the racing season. So that's typically December to May. And then we have two weekend dates with our full band in June and September in Pop's Lounge. And then, we go out and do some contracts out of the state and then around the state, fairs, festivals, and that kind of thing. So head over to Nashville a little bit and come back, and then we hit the ground running.
Didn't I see you down at Wachita Bar and Grill?
Yes, we had the Monday night block party. We love those guys. And, we had a big Monday night.
Oh, y'all, just the video I saw, it looked fantastic. And there's nobody sitting down, nobody not enjoying or singing or with a smile on their face when you get a crowd shot, no matter where you guys are.
You guys do a great job.
Oh, yes,
you rock the house. Yep. And so
thank you.
Yeah, try to get some rest every once in a while, but I know you won't for this weekend because you're going to be busy with the fair.
That's right. Well, and the PulaskiCountyFair.net is the website if anybody wants to check out all what's going on and learn more about it.
Very good.
Yeah, somebody mentioned, they played at the Buzz Tailgate this year. Yeah, it was great. Y'all made the tailgate even better. So,
Oh, my God, tailgate. Yeah. Okay, I was sitting there going, for a minute there, I thought you said Buzz Buzzbee. I'm going, what are you talking about? I was there, I didn't see him. I just, no, absolutely at the tailgate.
Well,
no
Susan,
doubt.
Keep up the great work. Hope you have a great turnout at the Pulaski County Fair. And we'll talk soon, I'm sure. Good work.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Someone says, FanDuel. Fangione. Pianos.
Fangione. It's Fangione pianos.
Fangione.
Listen, until Wayne Smith or somebody tells me to change that, until I get new copy that has to be replaced, you're gonna hear Fangione. And then I may just continue
like
it on.
I like
Jean.
Your deal.
It's Jean. It's Jean. It's Fangione.
All right, don't go
and
away.
And this is Broken Hearts Zone.
Yeah, well, we may visit with Phil Elson. Christian is checking.
We are.
All right, we'll come back and visit with Phil over in Hoover, Alabama for the
SEC
tournament.
I gotta hear the
tournament. All right, here we go.
Before I turned around, that girl was gone. All I can say is, bartender, pour me something strong. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill. Not against her will, I've got time to kill. Down in Broken Hartsville.
Catch the Buzz's ticker on our social media platform presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, your pool and spa chemical headquarters. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
This is SportsCenter.
The Arkansas Travelers home game got postponed last night due to weather, so they'll play two tonight. The first game will start at 5:05, and the second game will follow shortly after. Coverage for the games can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. Day 2 of the SEC tournament gets underway at 9:30 today, as Mississippi State will take on Missouri. Following that game will be Florida facing Vanderbilt. Then in the afternoon slate, Arkansas will be taking on Tennessee at 4:30 as the Volunteers beat the Gamecocks 11-6 last night. Tate McGuire will be on the mound for the Hogs. Coverage for that game can be heard on the Buzz. TV coverage will be on the SEC Network. And in the final game of the day, following the conclusion of the Arkansas game, Auburn will take on LSU. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Small rain chance today. 20% chance of a shower, mostly cloudy at a high of 79. Still a 20% chance of a rain shower tonight, down to 64. Tomorrow, up to 77 degrees, mostly cloudy and a 20% chance of a shower. But then the rain chance will go up Thursday night and into Friday. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac in Little Rock. We're going all in with vehicles for every budget. Need a truck? We've got light duty and heavy duty ready to work. Looking for an SUV? We've got the nicest inventory of full-size SUVs you're going to find anywhere. Tahoes, Yukons, Navigators, Escalades, and much more. For quality, selection, and first-class service, shop Parker Cadillac today. Visit us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
Old number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant, and there are 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their huge selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away too. That newest Edwards store has everything from heat and eat, meal solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
Your heart works hard for you every day. Are you taking care of it? UAMS Health makes it easy with our heart health screening. For just $99, you will receive a heart CT scan, cholesterol and glucose testing, kidney and blood pressure assessments, plus stroke risk screening, all with same day results. If you're over 35 or have a family history of heart disease, this screening is for you. Healthy heart, healthy you, healthy future. Call UAMS Health at 501-603-1222. That's 501-603-1222.
Kansas and 38 Special.
Rocking Simmons Bank Arena, Friday, June 5th. Special guest, Brother Kane. On sale now at Ticketmaster.
Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville is your headquarters for pool and spa chemicals. Luxury Pool and Spa is ready to get your pool balanced and swim ready with Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Luxury Pool and Spa is also a proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture, Climate Tough Materials, Color Stay Technology, and the 20-year warranty. If you're thinking about a hot tub, they have the amazing Caldera hot tubs in stock on their showroom floor. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
Floyd Seafood on Keel Avenue in Sherwood has live Louisiana crawfish. Place your orders by 2 p.m. Thursday for weekend boils. Floyd's also has a store full of Cajun goodies. Floyd Seafood in Sherwood, your homesick Cajun headquarters for live crawfish. Order by 2 p.m. Thursday.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Oh, yeah. Don't pull your love out on me,
don't
baby.
Don't pull your love out. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down right 400 years. Don't pull your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. But don't leave me drowning in my tears.
All right, let's go to Hoover, Alabama there, Raji Dodge.
Hoover, Alabama, and stop the music.
SEC tournament coverage with Phil Elson is brought to you in part by Bet Saracen, the only local sports betting app in Arkansas. Bet local, bet Arkansas, bet with Saracen.
Well, good morning, Phil. How are you, bud?
I'm great. It's a beautiful sunny day right now, and I hope it stays that way.
We're just going to touch base real quick. I know that weather, though, the forecast has rain coming in. Is that correct at some point in the day?
Maybe, like, I don't know, later on tonight. Here's the thing. You can never act like you got like rain's about to happen.
That's right.
You know, otherwise you're just going to get screwed over when it doesn't happen.
Yeah, Randy gets the day off anyway, rainwater, basically, in the afternoon, because you get a planet being 4:30. Roger and I actually were there in Hoover a few years back. Phil, when there was a lot of rain delays, I think it moved. I mean, I can't remember,
it moved games. Like when we left.
Yeah, we ended up having to leave because I think we stayed a couple days over there.
But
we were just bragging on it. It was a cool experience, our time over there. They know what they're doing. We had Kenman Kojal on, and he was saying last year it reminded him a little bit of going to the World Series in the sense of the way they do things there. And it's not a rotating location. It's there for a while and has been there forever, and they know what they're doing.
Yeah, and they've built onto the stadium in the last few years, and they've redone the parking and everything, and they've really turned it into the SEC's ballpark, and I think that makes it stand out, just like the SEC does stand out in baseball.
I do think it's interesting. I don't know if you heard it, Roger, but the Razorbacks got there early because they left at the Kentucky series, and they were staying at the hotel?
Winfrey. Yeah.
And Winfrey's connected to the mall. Roger,
it is.
Yeah, and so, you know, I've been there for so many years for the SEC media days.
That's right. You've been by that escalator where St. Nick used to descend from the second level. It's that very same place.
Yes, and so, but they had to move out because they were not a top eight seed. Is that right?
Well, they are top eight.
Top
they
seven.
Are number eight. It's just
seven.
Because they didn't, right. But so they moved them. I guess the Marriott's fine, I'm sure, but it's a little farther away.
Oh, I'm sure it's fine, yeah.
I'm like half the distance to the ballpark than the team is. I'm staying at a different place.
Yeah.
And, so I got it a little better, and I'm going to be here all day long anyway.
What do we need to, what do we expect today from Tennessee in the matchup today?
I still haven't found out who they're throwing today, but it's a team that's just a lot like Tennessee in previous years. Maybe not as much in terms of power pitching, but they have a lot of power hitting. These are two teams that hit a lot of home runs and give up a lot of home runs. This is not necessarily a home run ballpark, but that doesn't mean that you didn't see plenty of them yesterday, because, I don't know, there's something about this season, the last couple of years. I don't know if it's the ball. I think maybe it is. It's flying a little bit farther than it has in previous years. So this could be an interesting game. But, by the way, we're going on at 4 o'clock no matter what.
Gotcha.
So we may just be, Bubba and I may be, I don't know.
Well, y'all know how to fill time. You know how to fill time.
We'll fill as much time as we can.
Get it?
Yeah, that's right, Roger. That's
and,
right.
And you've got another assistant from Dave Van Horn, as you did with Vitello. And his the person who replaced him is another DVH guy, right?
Yeah, that's Josh Elander. He was a graduate assistant at Arkansas for a couple years. And he hit one of the longest balls I've ever seen at batting practice when he was on the staff. It was at Auburn during a staff batting practice, the last round of a day before the series. He was a sixth-round pick out of, I think, Elander played at Georgia Tech of the Braves. Never made it to the majors, but real strong and just a great baseball mind. And they gave him one of the illegal bats, you know, that used to be
right.
legal, a lightning bat. And I saw him hit the ball off of the top of the scoreboard at Auburn, which is way back in left center. So he's a good dude. I like Josh a lot. I'm glad he's getting that chance.
One other thing before we let you go. Roger, my good and longtime friend and co-host Roger Scott, will during the show, Phil, I will see him get cramps over the years. And so he's had a problem with, don't know why, but he found a cure there. Dan Hampton, our good buddy Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, found something that really was working for Roger, right?
100%.
And all of a sudden, they discontinued it. So
for whatever reason.
I told him, listen, I said, Phil's got some kind of love affair with pickle juice, and it was like pickle juice, right, Roger?
Oh, that's what it was. It was electrolytes and pickle juice. And I've got a jar of pickle juice that I keep in my
Is that what Phil has?
Oh, I don't know.
What do you have, Phil?
Well, I actually don't have it with me today, but it was these little pickle juice shots that you found at Walmart. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the brand, but it was called like an organic pickle juice shot beverage that you drink at the onset of discomfort. So I drank it at the onset of discomfort when the Hogs were trailing 2-0 against UCA. Next thing you know, game-tying home run. It turned into something. But I didn't have them last week at Kentucky, and they still won that series 2 out of 3. I wouldn't use that sort of voodoo here in
sure.
Hoover.
Right.
But next week at a regional somewhere, I may break out the pickle juice voodoo again. Yeah,
I got those shots. We went to Florida earlier, maybe the latter part of April, I guess it was, and I was getting the cramps. And so we went to the store. I bought some of those pickle shots. And I went ahead and put them in some Gatorade on top of it, so I had some pickle shots with the electrolytes, mixed it together to try to make my own. I know, but it was horrible. But you listen. But when you do that pickle juice, you just gotta down it all.
You gotta hold your nose. If you're gonna do it with those like crystal electrolytes, that's almost just like crystallized sweat. You better hold your nose and your mouth while you're drinking that, Rod.
It was tough to listen. No, it was to take those pickle shots like it. But I eat pickles. I love pickles, and it's crazy. As much as I eat pickles, but I drink a lot of water, so my wife has said you're flushing it all out. Phil, I got one thing for you. On the what do you call it? The box score that I've seen.
Is this your BI question?
What is it, dude?
I literally heard Coach Dyfel's face like twist into, I think he asked me about an alien when you asked her about it.
Dude, I didn't know that I was going to do that, yeah.
I don't think you saw what you think you saw.
Dude.
I think what you saw. You ever here's the thing about people's computer screens sometimes, you don't realize this. Sometimes RBI on your screen, because of the way you got it, you know, the resolution or the zoom, will get shortened, the R will disappear.
I've seen this before. I'm telling you, bro.
Can you go back and find it?
And I'm sorry, bro. Phil. That was with all love and respect.
Well, right, Christian.
Now, bro, here's the thing. And I've tried to go back on my computer to look it up because I saw it online, reading the paper online. It was either Sunday or Monday.
What do you think it is?
It's not RBI. I promise you, because I saw RBI.
I put a lot of thought into this. Yes. I really did. I've looked at thousands of box scores.
I'm sure you have.
And the only thing I could come up with, Roger, is I think it has something to do with bariatric interference.
Okay, what is that? That's weather.
I have no idea. I've never seen BI box score.
I'm telling you, Phil, because
barometric interference, right? Bariatric interference is something you need to see a gastroenterologist about.
Okay, no. Don't need to do
Roger.
It. I don't have a torn labia. I'm telling you what I had. I'm telling you, I saw it.
People are calling you out. They're saying you miss all. You miss all.
That's okay. I'm telling you, I saw.
You think
what
you may
saw.
Be missing the R?
No, I saw it yet because I
we're
thought
gonna
that
find
same.
It. We're gonna find it. We're gonna find it. We're gonna
if
find
that,
it.
If that boy is out there, I'm gonna find it.
In baseball, hey, there's something I've never seen before.
If
so show me something
can find,
I've never seen before.
I'm gonna have Sunday and Monday's paper. That's where I saw it online.
I've got that. We're gonna go find it right now.
I can't search it.
I can find it.
Do it.
I got it.
You think you can find it?
All right, Phil. Good luck today. Good stuff as always.
Welcome to Morning Man.
Yes, welcome, buddy.
Yeah,
welcome
thanks,
aboard.
Guys. Talk right. to you soon.
All right, later.
Yeah. Find it.
I'll find it right now.
Baby. Ding dong. Hey. You put the ooh, mama.
Roger Scott here for Oakland Racing Casino Resort. Well, I got to tell you, if you're sitting around wondering what to do this weekend, I've got your answer. Get yourself to Oakland. Now, I know that the horses may be taking a little breather, but everything else? Wide open, baby. They've got Boats and Bucks giveaway going on all month, which, let's be honest, it's about the most Arkansas sentence ever. You go play a little, you might walk out of there with cash or a boat. A whole boat! And they're giving the thing away this Saturday. And the casino? Completely smoke-free, so you can actually smell your winnings for once. Open 24/7, tons of slots, table games, you name it. And don't you even get me started on the food. You want fancy? They got fancy. You want wings and a cold one? Yeah, they got that too. Heck, make a weekend out of it. Get a room, hit the spa, pretend you're somebody important for a couple of days. Bottom line, Oakland's got a little something for everybody, including maybe a new boat with your name on it. Go to oakland.com for more information. Oakland, Arkansas's only racing casino resort. With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Friendly staff give you the very best in customer service, including bagging all your items. And you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps with your Family Market rewards cards. Don't miss Big Mondays. Mid-grade gas for the price of regular and premium for the price of mid-grade. All of this can only be found at Family Market in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, look again. One's coming.
Mike Rowe here with a fun fact. Did you know that 50% of the air that you breathe inside your home comes from your crawl space? Yeah. Whether your crawl space is wet, musty, or your floors are bouncy, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to repair your crawl space. Busy Dog Basement Technologies is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection. Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Let's clear something up real quick. There's this big myth out there that if your knees, hips, or shoulders hurt bad enough, surgery is your only option. A lot of people just accept that. But here's the truth. Surgery is not the only path to joint pain relief. QC Kinetics specializes in treatments that help your body revitalize damaged joint tissue naturally. That means no surgery, no pain pills, and no downtime. And check this out. Not only are they the nation's leader in regenerative therapy, they're also right here in Little Rock. They've already helped thousands of people, and it all started with a free consultation. Come in, talk about the pain you're dealing with and what you've tried before. They explain what's going on inside your joints and walk you through your options. No pressure, no obligation. Before you assume surgery is the answer, get the facts with a free consultation. Call QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. Appointments are filling up fast, so don't wait. Call 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Down south, a handshake means something, and we let our actions do the talking. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm is rooted in Southern tradition and grit. Southern-born and raised and Arkansas-based, Brad Hendricks is named a Mid-South Super Lawyer year after year. So for car and big truck wrecks, medical malpractice, wrongful death, bankruptcy, and Social Security claims, his law firm produces results. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Southern roots, serious results.
Ever wonder what bugs do when you're not looking? With Bugtopia at the Little Rock Zoo, the world beneath your feet gets big. Like really big. Meet the bugs that pollinate, build, and buzz our planet to life, up close and larger than ever. Bugtopia, crawling into the Little Rock Zoo March 21st through September 20th. It's wonder magnified and included with your zoo admission. Learn more at littlerockzoo.com.
Golf is a game of precision and power. Every detail matters. The same must be true for luxury. Genesis delivers with every stroke of craftsmanship, every stitch of quality, and every surge of performance. During the Genesis Signature event, get 0.99% financing on a new GV80 or GV70. Experience the Genesis GV80 or GV80 Coupe for yourself at Genesis of Conway.
The future of luxury today.
Courtney Ballantyne here for the Butcher Shop Steakhouse, West Little Rock's premier place to go for a great meal. Serving only the finest hand-cut steaks, all still cooked over their huge hickory charcoal grill. Filet mignons, porterhouses, and juicy ribeyes are just a few of the delicious cuts to choose from. And a menu that also includes fresh fish, prime rib, along with all of their weekly specials. Tremendous steaks, excellent service, and a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere makes the Butcher Shop the prime choice for your evening out.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Baz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
All right, we got the answer.
Mystery song. Phil's right. You're right. But I'm telling you.
You didn't see B.I.
It's B.I.
It was
well,
RBI.
It's ridiculous.
They took out the R and RBI column
listen,
to make it shorter.
When you shorten it enough, instead of saying runs batted in, and you go RBI or ribbies. So you know what? Then I guess the Razorback mascot is no longer known as Ribby. It's known as B. It's ridiculous. You're right, Phil. Sorry. Contorted face and all.
B.I. stands for Basil Influence.
It's not, you know what? I'll tell you right now. Bye, Ribby. No more Ribby for the Hogs. Ridiculous.
9:55. Tomorrow we'll be back in studio. Got a packed show. Got to Ella McDowell on Thursday because she's playing Friday at 11. Roger Heather Baker making a special appearance for what we hope is a great announcement about you being trivia host of the year. We got Clint Black on tomorrow.
Yeah.
Justin Moore will be back with us tomorrow. It'll be obviously a big day. We'll be talking about what happened down in Hoover as well. Justin Acri, very windy Justin, heavy breathing Justin Acri over at the Pulaski County Fair. Good morning, Justin. How are you?
I guess I'm out of breath. I don't know.
I don't know. We just got through talking to Susan.
I heard.
Yeah, that's exciting. I thought she had been involved with that. I didn't know the history there.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's a busy gal. I think
she is.
Yeah, she's got a lot going on.
She's a driving force behind this.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, her and Stan. Yeah, that's something.
Stan does a good job.
Yeah. What's going on?
So we're going to talk to Joe in the first segment today about last night's crazy NBA game.
Oh
so we're
God.
Two for two in these game ones. It's pretty amazing what happened last night. And so we'll see what Joe's thoughts are about that. And then game two, obviously, I won't call it a must win, but it's certainly pivotal, critical, I don't know, however you want to phrase it for OKC tonight. So we'll talk about that. Obviously, we're going to talk about the fair, which opens at 5 today, by the way, which I'm sure she mentioned. Goes until 10 tonight, and we'll talk about that. Phil's going to be joining us, of course, over in Hoover the whole time. He's also got the voice of Tennessee baseball joining us. His name is John Wilkerson, so he'll be joining us in the 11 o'clock hour. We've got our What the Hell Wednesday segment. Lance Reston's going to stroll down from the Travs today. He has got some kids events coming up that he wants to talk about. And then we'll also talk about the Travs' recent success.
Yeah.
They had the pitcher of the week.
They're playing well.
This week. We got a little sound from Coach Van Horn. We got some from Helfrich, some from Dietz. A little bit from the Kentucky coach pining to get his team into the NCAA tournament. Phil and I were talking yesterday off the air, and we were kind of debating maybe 11, maybe 12 if Kentucky gets in as that 12th team into the NCAAs for the SEC. Arkansas looking, we expect, on the road, and where they end up, it remains to be seen. But I've seen a couple of projections, including Lincoln and Eugene. So we'll see.
We were talking with Roger. We were talking with Phil about the potential for rain today, and it is what it is. But if anybody can fill time, it's Phil and Bubba.
And he said they're going to be on the four regardless.
Regardless, that's right. That's right.
I don't know how bad it's going to be that early.
I looked
at Hoover. I think it's going to rain tonight. I think they're going to be okay if the games stay on schedule early. You know, they don't go like 24 innings or something.
For sure. All right, Raj, we'll be back here tomorrow before I scoot out of here. Uh-huh. And then you got one more day. Christian, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Tomorrow's going to be a fun show. So, and we'll see Roger tonight at,
Pops
Comedy
on.
Night.
See you in Mainline.
$5. Comedy Night at Pops Lounge. That's exactly right. All right, don't go away, everybody. Zone's up next. Thanks for listening.
If you're looking for the best side-by-side in the business, then check out the 2026 Can-Am Defender HD11 Limited Cab. Available now with the Memorial Day Celebration. Going on at all Bradford Marine and ATV Can-Am locations. The Can-Am Defender HD11 Limited includes heat and air conditioning with JL audio system with 6.99% financing for 36 months. Buy today, ride today, and have fun today. Don't miss the Memorial Day Sale at your local Bradford Marine and ATV.